Daniel Jennis was in prison for 10 years, and there he lifted weights. Now he's out, and he's written about the weightlifting and its benefits for Deadspin. Daniel, welcome to Only a Game.
Happy to be here.
You write that upon first encountering men lifting weights in the maximum security prison where you were incarcerated, that you were reminded of, quote, Flemish paintings in which sinners toil in hell. Fill that picture out for us.
If you've ever seen the paintings by Bosch or by Bruegel, you see the sinners toiling. They're toiling, they're sweating, and they're grunting, and it looks like there's overseers above them. It's not a pretty scene.
The weights that you saw people lifting in that yard that first day, we're not talking about standard-issue barbells, right?
We are not talking about standard-issue anything at all. These weights are welded in prison shops. So we're talking about crude pig iron. If you grab it the wrong way, it cuts you. And it's covered in rust, and you never really know quite how much weight you're lifting, and it's very hard to change plates. In fact, the smallest increment that we could jump weight in was 30 pounds at a time. Yes, it's quite a bit. So as you can imagine, there were accidents.
You were in prison for committing what you characterize as amateur stick-ups. What led a fellow with a degree in history and French and a career in publishing to do that?
Well, sir, I had a very bad 2 years of my life. Like you said, I had finished NYU, and I worked in first a publishing house and then a literary agency. And at the same time, I was involved in the New York nightlife scene, so there was a little bit of cocaine, but eventually it led to heroin. And heroin ended everything for me in 1 year and 9 months. That's all it took.
I'm curious. Your description of the weightlifting culture in prison is extraordinary. Were there other sports with equally devoted followings?
There are, but on the softball, on the football, on the basketball, every one of those sports has a bookie involved, has a lot of money put on the outcome of the game, has people acting as ringers, has people throwing the games. It's not a clean way of passing time, you know. It's not fun. It's serious.
In some states, there's been an effort to remove weights from the prisons.
Yeah.
What is your understanding of the rationale for that?
The idea of having a big, bulky guy come out of prison and then commit a further crime scares people. And it's understandable. After all, there's movies that show this. However, just like the idea of not making smarter criminals, it's wrong. Just because you want guys to acquire a hobby, to acquire discipline. For a lot of guys, building their body up into something beautiful and something strong is basically the only achievement they've ever had in their lives. Because if you think that people end up going to prison out of some kind of strength or just evil nature, it's really not that simple. A lot of people come to prison just because they're weak and because they've never achieved anything in life, because they're uneducated, they're ignorant, they might not have had any kind of family. So having come to prison, where successes are also not easy to come by, because what are you going to do, you know, be a good worker at the mess hall? There's really not that much for them. What they do instead is succeed by rebuilding their own bodies.
Daniel Jennis is the author of the novel Narcotica, and you can find a link to his Deadspin article, An Ex-Con's Guide to Prison Weightlifting, at onlyagame.org. Daniel, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.